Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. So Black and Gold Friday on the PM team, Steelers, Chargers, Sunday night in LA, the place where Mark Caballi tore one of his Achilles tendons. He will join us.
I thought he tore them both in LA. I could have swore he tore them both there.
No way. If that were the case, I'd never go back if I were him.
Really?
You go once.
He tore his Achilles, though, by just walking, I think, each time. What, so you just don't walk anywhere?
I mean, I would look at it as like a...
like a sign?
Yeah, like I'm cursed every time I go there. If I went there twice and tore my Achilles both times.
I like LA, though. I wouldn't want to take that off the board for myself just, you know, because.
I don't know. If you tore your ACL twice going there, I think you probably would.
No, it'd be easier to say, like, I'm never going to Schenectady or something like that, or Poughkeepsie, or some, like, crap town in, like, New England where it's always cold and gray. LA's got a lot of crap to do.
Time for another round of Fair Game with Steelers insider Nick Faribault. Here's how it works. We give Nick an opinion or a thought on Sunday's game, and he tells us whether or not it's fair or unfair. All right, Nick, let's start with MVS. Will he play versus the Chargers? Is that fair?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think that's going to be a few weeks, and I think he's going to have to prove himself in practice, too. I think this is something where it's not a guarantee he's going to get elevated, you know, sometime in the next week or two. Maybe Thanksgiving. The Bears game, I think, is a fair one to shoot for. So that's when I would expect to see him if we do see him soon. I don't expect to see him this Sunday, though. I think they're going to rock with what they have.
Fair to say that the Steelers will average at least 4.9 yards per carry in this game, which is what the Chargers are giving up for the entire balance of the season.
You know, I think so, Mosey. And the reason is the Chargers love to live in nickel and dime. They play, I think, the second most dime in the NFL. They're up there in terms of nickel usage. They have injuries at linebacker and on the defensive line, and they don't really match up against the Steelers' jumbo package and their Darnell Washington usage very well. And so I think the Steelers are going to be able to run the football against this team, and they're going to need to, because I think if you put the arm of Aaron Rodgers kind of on the line here and he's the guy that has to carry it, I think that's a lot more dubious against this team with Derwin James in the back, and he's kind of the guy to watch, you know, even in the run game. He's the guy that's going to be the big key. If he can kind of stack up against Washington and some of those other guys on those blocks, they might have a chance to stop the Steelers' run game out of nickel. But I do think the Steelers are actually going to be able to run the ball in this game and do a pretty good job of doing it. It's a good matchup for them in that regard.
Is it fair game that the Steelers will still have a big dose of the jumbo package if, say, Amalu is out for the game? And if they will, who are the guys that now take on that role, Nick?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, so I think that they will regardless. And what I think is going to end up happening is Spencer Anderson will start at guard in non-jumbo packages, but I think he's going to stay the jumbo tight end. And I think what they're going to do is bring in Andre Pete. And I think Pete is a guy that's a big kind of – he's kind of in the silo. You don't really want him to move outside the phone booth, but he can move, and he can move guys with his strength. He's big and strong. He's a veteran. He knows what to do. I think that's what they're going to do when they go jumbo. So the jumbo package is going to live. It's going to be Andre Pete at guard with Spencer Anderson, I think, staying at the jumbo tight end in those packages. But I think outside of that, Spence will be the left guard for the Steelers on Sunday. I don't expect Isaac Seumalo to play, to be quite honest with you.
Well, that eliminates one of our fair games then. Fair game to say that the Steelers have enough in their secondary to cover the top four pass catchers, Gadsden, Allen, McConkey, and Johnston.
I mean, I'm not really buying that, to be quite honest with you. I mean, good job by the Steelers for what they did last week. I think the curveballs and what they threw at the Colts were good. But I'm still skeptical of this team. It has nothing really to do with even the stats that the Colts put up. A lot of that was garbage time. I thought that was a great performance. But McConkey, Allen, Gadsden, Johnston, now Trey Harris is getting involved. So it's really a four-deep group of weapons. It's not a great matchup for them. I don't love Brandon Echols in the slot against Ladd McConkey. Echols struggles against kind of shiftier guys. The Steelers put a lot of help to him against Josh Downs. I think the fact that it wasn't on tape helped the Steelers a lot, but now it is on tape. And so as an offensive coordinator, you can call against that. So they're going to have to give Echols a lot of help in the slot with Ramsey Manning free safety. And so I do think the Chargers are going to have their chances to get the Steelers in the secondary. I don't really trust the secondary to fully shut down this Chargers passing attack. I think there's chances for them in matchups that they could exploit in this group.
So is it fair game to think that T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith, and Nick Herbig will eat these backup offensive tackles for lunch?
See, I think that's probably going to happen too. It's going to be really the schematics of the Steelers mitigating the quick game the Chargers have. On top of that, they have to keep Justin Herbert in the pocket. If Herbert's able to get out of the pocket, extend plays, the Steelers are going to be in trouble. He leads the NFL in rushing yards for quarterbacks
yep.
right now. I'm not sure people know that, but Herbert's been able to really scamper with his legs. We saw this in week three. Drake May was able to kind of turn things into nothing by scrambling and getting 15 yards outside on bootlegs. If I were the Chargers, I'd move the pocket. I would get him on rollouts. I would try and utilize the mobility for Justin Herbert and try to mitigate what Watt, Highsmith, and Herbert can do. But I do think that's going to be an issue for the Chargers. I think the Chargers are going to struggle against these edge rushers. I think they're going to struggle against the Steelers' interior, too. Even the interior starters that the Chargers have, I don't think match up particularly well against Benton, Harmon, and Hayward. So I think the Steelers are going to be able to get pressure as long as the Flacco plan kind of doesn't go here where Herbert just gets the ball out in 2.3 seconds and mitigates the pass rush. That's going to be the key of this game.
Fair game to say that of the two playmaking safeties in this contest, Jalen Ramsey has a better day than Derwin James.
Yeah, I think he will. And I think Ramsey is kind of the type of player that will thrive in a matchup like this because it's going to be so heavy to the slot. It's going to be so heavy to Gadsden, a tight end. It's going to be so heavy to the kind of that intermediate part of the field because they're going to want to get the ball out fast. So they're not going to attack the boundary as much as maybe other teams would. And so I do think the Chargers are going to try and hit quick hits, choice routes, things like that that are really quick, and you're utilizing the route running ability of guys like Allen and McConkey in the middle there. But I think that plays into Ramsey's hands. He's super smart. We saw him drive on routes like that last week, and I think that fits what Jalen Ramsey does. I wouldn't be surprised if Ramsey gets his first pick at safety this week, actually, to be quite honest with you guys.
Nick, fair game to say the Steelers will extend the win streak to 2 and beat another team in the AFC with a winning record Sunday night.
You know, I'm worried to buy into the Steelers still because I think the defense needs to prove some things. And I think the offense is starting to sputter a little bit. I think that they need to figure out kind of what they are because I still think the Steelers offense is kind of a hodgepodge of things smashed together and they're not fully kind of a conglomerate yet. And I think this is going to be a week where the Steelers are going to be close. It's going to be a very close game, but I can't, you know, Justin Herbert, he has a superpower and I just think he's so good. He's going to be able to get the ball out quick. I don't like Keenan Allen and Ladd McConkey against Brandon Echols in the slot. I think that's a problem matchup. I think the pass rush will actually be fine in this, but what I think is going to end up happening is the Steelers are not going to have much of a passing game. Rodgers might throw a pick or two, and the Steelers are going to end up falling behind in the turnover battle. I think they're going to lose a close one. So I'm going to go with the Chargers in this one.
Nick Faribault, always fair game with him. Shoots it straight right down the middle. Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it as always.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.